Praise the Lord. This is Brother Julius Adiwomi. Today I want to do some brief summary of the book of Job. I'm not going to go through every chapter. I will more or less just go through the section where the Lord revealed what was happening to Job and how Job first reacted. And then when his friends came to discuss with him, I will not go through all their detailed discussion in those chapters. I'm always will go through chapter 1 and 2 and give some comments, and then go to chapter 19 and talk about what Job said about, to look at prophecy, and then I will go into summarize the last part of it where God was talking to Job. Make him know what really was happening about Job. So that is how I'm going to go through this recording. And I believe that the Lord will give us some insight in this. Okay? This will be Job chapter 1. I will read chapter 1 and chapter 2, and then I'll go to chapter 19 and 31 to chapter 19 from verse 21 to the end. And then I will jump to chapter 31. And I'll go to chapter 38 to 42, which is the last chapter. Just comment on the story of Job and how the Lord showed to us that Job actually was a template of the suffering that any believer, anyone that is following Christ, we have to suffer to get to that glory. So if we suffer with him, we shall reign also with him. So Job was like a template of that. Because that was how the Lord presented it. But you have to also remember, Job was not aware of what was going on. This was reported to us in this book from God's vantage point, what was going on. Job was just attacked, and those things happened to Job. But from God's vantage point, that is how the story was recorded, that God was the one actually discussing, challenging Satan, and boasting about his servant Job that caused this, that started this. Of course, people have tried to say, well, Job must have been opening the door and fear and so on and so forth. Devil, we can find an opportunity if God let him. And that is what the devil said, that you didn't let me to God. And God said, okay, I'm going to let you. So the Lord, that Job didn't have any open doors, the fear alone, just trying to protect his children, so that something does not happen to them, it's a fear. That, oh, I fear that something like this, I fear that my children will have sinned, I fear that my children will have offended, I fear that my children will have caused God, I fear that something like terrible thing will happen to cause God, because it was living under the law, if you remember. And under the law, it's almost like they all believe that if you do something wrong, God's judgment may come upon you. But they assume it was God that was doing the judgment. It was Satan that does all those evil things upon mankind. But saying in that generation, they assume that if any terrible thing happened, it was God that did judging them or doing that to them. So they are always trying to live right before God and not to offend in any way. And that was why Job was saying he feared when his children have done something wrong secretly or unknowingly. So it was always sacrificed. So that in itself is a fear. And fear of evil things is also another open door for the devil to attack. Just like somebody fear that, oh, everybody is getting COVID and you also are free, then the devil has opportunity to attack you, even though you are trusting God. But only if God allows. So that's what happened here, because God does not allow his children and his servants to be easily attacked. However, like we said, the devil always see opportunity, only that God does not allow his own people. He said, touch not my anointed, do my prophet now. When God wants to test his people or prove them, he may allow the devil to do something. That is what we see in this story of Job. Let's read it and comment for Job chapter 1. And like I said, this was from God's vantage point. What happened to Job was from God's vantage point, as it was recorded here. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. And his substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels, and 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she horses, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. Now, that first few verses tells us what prosperity God has blessed Job with. Just see the number of camels, horses, thousands and thousands and thousands. So he was a great man. And he also have sons and daughters. Verse 4. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, everyone each day, and sent and called for their three sisters to eat and to drink with them. Now that is the lifestyle these children were living. You have to remember, they were not little boys, they were adults now, because they said they were feasting, they were calling their sisters. Most likely this was also all of them were not married. That's why we assume that if they are not married and they are seven and three like that, most likely they will be what? Even if the youngest is 13 year old, you can say the oldest will be close to 30 for seven children, if it's just one woman though. Because of time, they won't tell us how many wives these people were and in this story, because we're not talking, but only one wife was mentioned, that his wife said, so we can assume that he only have one wife. But he has seven sons and three daughters. So what I'm saying then is, if they are calling these daughters to come for feasting, even if the youngest one is 13 year old to come and feast, or in case one is a 12 year old, then even if every one of them is born 1 year after the other, just at 9 to 12, so you'll be saying the oldest will be almost what, close to 30, and yet maybe they're still not married. So that just summarizes to make us to see that these young people are not, they are not little boys, they are adults or close to adults. Many of them are adults and they are enjoying their lives. Verse 5. And it was so when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and caused God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. That is, Job was always careful, let's not say careful that his children have not offended in all these parties they were doing. So he tried to make sacrifices for them, every one of them, which is the way they do things. It's almost like, say, atonement for them. Just in case they did something wrong or they get drunk and say something in their heart. So that was, Bible said, that was how Job always sanctified his children. Verse 6. Now here comes where the discussion started with the story of Satan challenging God on this. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. When in verse 6, when the Bible said sons of God, you have to go back to the book of Genesis and see what the Bible says in Genesis chapter 6, whom the Genesis called the sons of God. That's Genesis chapter 6, verse 2. Because Moses wrote Genesis, so people assume that most likely Moses wrote this story of Job. Now he said in chapter 6 of Genesis, the Bible said, it came to pass when men began to multiply in the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Now, he used the word sons of God there, and according to the other books, like the book of Enoch, which is not in the, it's not compiled in the scripture in the Bible, but Enoch was referred to by the many apostles. Jude, in this book of Jude, mentioned that Enoch prophesied, so which means they knew about the book of Enoch in that generation. So in the book of Enoch, which we can see online right now, the sons of God that were described there were actually angels. They were classified as sons of God. But in the book of Enoch, these angels were expected to be overseer watching over the earth. And because they are angels, they were called sons of God, and to separate them from the human beings on earth. But the Bible says in that chapter that they were the ones that violated their position and tried to marry a woman. That they put on woman flesh and marry some women that make them to be offended, to make them to offend. And then they were all arrested. They were becoming fallen angels. So that was happening in the days of Genesis chapter 6. Now, when he says sons of God here, then we have to know that you're talking about angels. In the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 6, that's what it is. Said the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. So he's talking about angels that are overseeing. You got have all the patrollers and angels that are overseeing the whole earth, going back and forth. So that is what the book of Job was referring to when he said the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And says Satan came also among them. Satan is the evil spirit. And God allows him to come so that only when God wants him to come, you know that you always have to show up. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. Now, if you go back to one of the book of the prophets, one of the smaller prophets, where they have some horses, which are powers of God, and they reported that they also go to and fro the earth. And reported to the angel that things were, everything was quiet upon the earth. You see that other in the book of Zechariah or something like that. So Satan also, he also go to and fro the earth and walking up and down in it. Like the Bible said, the devil, you know, like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So that's why we have to guard ourselves against the wicked one. Verse 8. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feared God and eschewed evil? Now, see, that's how we say the Lord was boasting of Job. And in this end time, the Lord is also boasting of his saints. And that is why there will be some trial times. Trial times does not mean that the saints of God have offended, but it just means that the Lord will allow the devil to try them, to challenge them. Whether they will deny God, whether they will curse God, like he did for Job. That's all the challenge. The devil will try to use some excuse why God should allow him to attack them. And that's what you see in verse 9. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for naught? Is he fearing you for nothing? Is it because you are giving him everything he wants? That's why he's fearing you. Verse 10. Hast not thou made an edge about him, and about his house, and about all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thy hand now, and touch all that he has, and he will cause thee to thy face. See, that was what the devil always want to accuse the brethren, the saints of God. You see in the book of Revelation, the Bible said that the accuser of the brethren is cast out of heaven. In the book of Revelation chapter 12, his job, Satan's job, was to accuse the believers. So that's why, as we saints of God keep ourselves chaste and pure, he will still try to look for accusation, whether lies or make just to make God allow him to challenge these Christians, challenge these believers, try them, whether they will curse God. That's it. He was telling God that Job will curse you if you take everything he has away from him. If he has nothing, if he has no blessing like your blessing like this, he will be cursing you just like every other people that are cursing God. And verse 12, and God said, and the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he has is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thy hand. So God said, okay, you go test him. And that was what is going to happen. And it's already happening right now to believers, saints of God. You see that in the book of Daniel. Let's point to the book of Daniel, where the angel was telling Daniel that many shall be purged, purified, and made white. That is the same type of thing that will be happening at the end of this world. And you see that in Daniel chapter 12. Let's point that one out, because this Daniel chapter 12 is prophesying about our end time at the end of the world. Because Daniel was saying, what is being in chapter 12, verse 8, Then he said, I heard, but I understood not. Then Daniel said, oh, my Lord, that means the angels were discussing, telling Daniel all these things that are coming to happen. Then he said, I understood not. And I said, oh, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And the Lord, the angel, said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Verse 10 is where I'm going. And the angel was saying to Daniel, many shall be purified and made white and tried. That's what I'm trying to point to. Many means that many that are righteous people will be purified and made white and tried. Trial times is what is going to make them to stand or not stand. He said, but the wicked shall do wickedly. So that is what I was pointing to, that even God was prophesying that in the days of the end is going to allow many Christians, saints of God, to be purified. By purifying is trying them, whether they are going to start curse God or not. And when they start firm and they pass the test, they are purified. So that is exactly what God is doing at this time. It's already happening. In fact, it's already happening when you look at the news and you see that they said extreme jihadists are killing Christians and they are telling them to deny their Jesus, or they are telling them to take Islam or they be killed. When they stand firm and refuse to take Islam, then they are accepted by God, that they are purified. Whether they kill them, doesn't matter. They may kill them, but then they are accepted in heaven, that they are saints of God. Those that do not get purged like that, they may be through other methods. So it's not everybody that will face persecution through the physical persecution. Some are facing the devil in the spiritual way. They will come with attack with sicknesses like he did for Job. Yeah? We see that in the story of Job also. He attacked the Job with sickness. That also is part of what the Lord allowed the devil to do in this time to many believers. Sickness that our prayer could have stopped, but God allowed it for a while to see whether we are going to curse. And when we stand firm, then we are passed. Stand firm, still calling upon the Lord, then we are passed. So that is what you are seeing in the story of Job. So God permitted Satan to go and try Job and said, but don't touch him. Take everything that he has, but don't touch him. Leave him physically healthy, physically low. So then Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. In verse 13, that's where Satan started attacking. And there was a day when his sons, that the sons of Job, and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabians fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Now, that is the beginning of the news, bad news that was coming to, that came to Job. And what did Job do? The first one was that some thieves just came and took all the sheep and all the cattle away, and all the asses. The first one, the asses. So you have thousands of asses, and the thieves just took them away, and all the servants were killed. The only one escaped. That's what this one report said. And that's verse 16. The while he was yet speaking, I mean, he was still saying his own report, there came also another and said, the fire of God is falling from heaven and has burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. So it is a fire of God. When Satan caused that fire, it's not God. So, but they didn't know about this. But that was how the devil attacked Job, just to take away everything he has and see how he's going to cause God. Verse 17 said, while he was yet speaking, like in the same day, all this thing happened in the same day. There came also another. See, the reason why the devil did it in the same day, to make it look as if only God can do something like this. Something like this, a terrible thing like this happened. Within a few minutes, another terrible thing like that happened. Within a few minutes, another terrible like that happened. Almost like an evil strategy. So make it look like it is God that is doing this thing. That's why make it look that they are happening the same day and the same time. And only one person escaped to come and tell. So verse 17 said that while this band was speaking, and there came another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away. Yeah, and slain the servants. So the servants wanted to defend these camels with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. So there comes the third story. Verse 17 said, while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, that, and it fell upon the young men until they are and they were dead. And I only am escaped below to tell thee. Even in Syria were killed the same day. So everybody was saying that must be God's judgment. That's everybody was saying God's judgment, God's judgment. See, sometimes that's how human beings judge things. God's judgment, God's judgment. It's not God that does this thing. Even though God permits this to be a trial time for Job, it was Satan that has been doing all those wicked things to humanity. So we have to always remember that. But he has no right to touch sins of God unless God is permitting him like this to try them. And there's only time, only a few times that God will do that trial. And it's coming, it's happening in this end of the world that God is allowing the devil to try the sins. That's why I read the book of Daniel chapter 12. When he said many shall be purified and make white and tried. That's already going on. So we are not talking about something that's coming in the future. The future is already here. Let's say we overcame the dragon, as the Bible said in the book of Revelation chapter 12. He said they overcame the dragon by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So when we stand firm, confessing the blood of Jesus Christ has given us victory over Satan, and also test and stand our ground, confessing that we belong to God and we are not going to deny, we are not going to curse God, then we overcame the dragon. And then in that chapter 12 of the book of Revelation, you see the dragon was cast out of heaven. So he never come there anymore. Why? Because he has been accusing the saints the same way he accused Job and said, Job, because if you do this to him, if you take all these things, he will go take it away. God does not take those things away. But okay, Satan, go take it away. You see that Job will still stand firm. And so that is the story. And then we go to verse 18. Verse 19 is what I just read, that his sons and daughters were all slaughtered by this wind. Killer of them. I say it fell upon the young men and they are dead, and I only have escaped to tell. Well, he didn't say we were the daughters, but most likely all of them were killed, not just the young men. But this one said it fell upon the young men, verse 19. So we can assume because it's just the men, the boys that were killed. But since they were all dead, the men and the daughters, and say it fell upon the young men, so we can assume all of them were killed. Verse 20, then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped. He didn't cry and groan, just worshipped God. That's right. God and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Now that is the lesson that Job was teaching mankind. That when all those calamities suddenly occurred to him one day, he had a good attitude and said, the Lord took it away, the Lord gave it to me, the Lord took it away. Blessed be the glory, the name of the Lord. He said that naked I come into this world, naked will I go out of this place. So, and that was not what the devil wants to hear. The devil doesn't want to hear that. So the devil, but you see, how long does this thing happen before anything? You see, that happen, it will take some months, you know. All the things that he has were gone. The children were gone. If anything left was him and his wife. Maybe the house where he's still living. Maybe a palace, kind of a place. Okay. But other than that, obviously he said they are all gone. Even the servants were killed. And then how long will that last? Months before this next chapter 2 took place, where the devil was challenging God again. See, but that is the story of humanity, that if we follow the Lord, there will be time for tests. God is blessing, God will bless, God is blessing, God is blessing. Yeah, but the enemy, the accuser, will say, oh, you love you because you are blessing. He fears you because you are blessing him. If you stop answering his prayer, he's going to curse you just like everybody has cursed you. And God wanted to show that to the world, to the devil, and to all principalities and powers that there are people that love him. And that is the point. It's a confrontation between good and evil. And the devil would like to say, nobody will love you, God. But God will say, my people, they love me. And we love God. And because he's good, and God is good, he doesn't do all those evil. But when he allowed the devil to charge mankind, he also will come back and replenish mankind. And that is exactly, God is a good God. And God is love. See? But the devil is the accuser of the brethren and the attacker. And he would like to accuse the people of God for all those things that they didn't even do. But see, we have the victory. Jesus Christ will give us the victory this last time, in this same time. Now we're going to go to chapter 2 of this book of Job and see how the devil again attack, come back and give another excuse why he has to attack Job physically, not just the materials that he has. God bless you.